This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is a one-man wrecking crew, and I am so happy that he exists. I don't care what anybody says. This is undoubtedly the best man to be in this position in the history of this nation. Ronald Reagan could not do what Donald Trump is doing. He just doesn't have the same personality. He couldn't do it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump tweeted this. He says, congratulations to Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton on being successful in getting the Carter Page FISA documents. As usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. Here's what's funny about this. Everybody's talking about it. Remember when I told you guys Donald Trump is the person who sets the media's agenda? Trust me on this. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Donald Trump sets the media. And let me just explain how I know this to be true. I want to play a clip from CNN Jake Tapper where he's interviewing Carter Page. And this is what got everything set off. And let me tell you something. This will be the biggest backfire in the history of politics for the Democrats. And the scandal that's about to break, it's already broken, to be honest with you, because we're going to get into some polling here in a little bit. But it's already broken. Donald Trump, I read a quote where it says, his poll numbers defy gravity. They can't understand how they continue to beat this guy down. They pummel him. And his poll numbers just steadily rise. That's the biggest fear of the left. What do you do to somebody that you think you're beating up, and it turns out you go look in the mirror and you've gotten your butt kicked? Anyway, let's play that clip from CNN, Jake Tapper interviewing Carter Page. And here's the lead-in to one of CNN's premier shows.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the State of Our Union is still reeling from that Trump-Putin summit, from the president's attempts to deal with the backlash, and from new disclosures in multiple investigations. Just overnight, the Trump administration released a heavily redacted version of the previously top-secret application for surveillance of Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. This is the first time that such a document has ever been made public, and it says, quote, the FBI believes that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government, unquote, among many other charges. The warrant itself, of course, has been the subject of a very partisan fight on the House Intelligence Committee, and the president is already claiming victory on Twitter, saying that the released documents, quote, confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. In fact, that tweet itself is misleading. The documents show that the FBI did use material from the Steele dossier, but the FBI disclosed that the person who hired Steele likely was looking for ways to discredit then-candidate Trump. It also noted that Steele had been a reliable source of information in the past. But let's talk to former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. He joins me now. Let's get to the right to the crux of it, Carter. The FISA application says, quote, the FBI believes that Carter Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. There is probable cause that such activities involve or are about to involve violations of the criminal statutes of the United States. The document accuses you of being a, quote, agent of a foreign power. Were you?
Jake, this is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading going through those 400-plus page documents. You know, where do you even begin? It's literally a complete joke, and it only continues. It's just really sad.
Well, were you ever an agent of a foreign power? Did you ever advise the Kremlin or work with the Kremlin on anything?
Look, Jake, I... No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power in any by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I may have back in the G20 when they were getting ready to do that in St. Petersburg, I might have participated in a few meetings that a lot of people, including people from the Obama administration, were sitting in Geneva, Paris, etc. But I've never been anywhere near what's being described here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You probably missed the little, the hidden gotcha that Jake Tapper tried to do there. He tried to say that, it was heavily redacted, as if the Trump administration were the people heavily redacting it. But I want to go back to Donald Trump saying, as usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted. Meaning, I didn't do it. I'd like you to see it all. But he's telling everybody, it's ridiculously heavily redacted. Then CNN goes in to say, well, Carter Page, are you guilty of this? You know, are you the person working with foreign governments? And Page is like, man, this is so ridiculous. And what Carter Page is saying, and he's been on all the TV shows, he's saying, there's nothing you're going to connect me to with this. And you're going to end up spinning on yourself. So anyway, that's what Donald Trump tweeted. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. The Mr. Newsmaker is what he is. See, the news media has been in the business of manufacturing news. The same way you would mine ore, go try to get diamonds or anything else. That's the way the news media is. And what's funny about it is it's not manufacturing from raw material. And to use that analogy, it's manufacturing like it is looking for gold, where you've got to move tons and tons of material in order to get ounces of gold. The media has so little that they go move tons and tons of material in order to manufacture the news. And this is exactly what's happened. They have moved billions of tons of material. And here's what's funny about it. They've netted no gold. None. The closest they've come to it is detaining Maria Butina, because they needed a Russian to put in jail in the United States. They got Russians they've tried to put in jail that we've indicted some Russians. Unfortunately, they're all in Russia. And so in order to continue this ruse, they said, well, who do we have here? So they put this Maria chick, which, look, I don't know, Maria's probably a spy, but she was a spy during the Obama administration, and they knew it. We talked about this before. They knew she was a spy. So if she's been a spy, why is it you're just finally doing something about it? Why didn't you tell other people in the government? You want to know why? Because Maria was targeting Republicans. So now you have them manufacturing. They are crunching down a lot of rock trying to find some gold. We'll talk more about that when we get back, because you found gold. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here, folks.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed. That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump, the one-man wrecking crew, continues. We were talking earlier about Donald Trump being a one-man wrecking crew because, look, do I really need to explain this? The media going down, the DNC going down, the Democrats going down, the entire Obama administration going down. The deep state swamp rats will be in prison when it's all said and done. The FBI, the CIA, NSA, all these people who have been working anti-American against you, going down. All the other things that are happening that are positive. I mean, that's all the negatives, and the negatives don't impact us. They impact these clowns. They don't impact us. There's good news for us. Economy, Donald Trump. Donald Trump sent out a tweet to Rouhani of the Iranians saying, you mess with us, man, you have picked on the wrong people. Don't think the Iranians are going to take this lightly. I'll get into that in a bit. What I want to talk about now is the fact that the media is talking about a tweet by Donald Trump. That's what they're talking about. And by the way, they're going to be talking about more than the tweets by Donald Trump. It was a tweet by Trump to Rouhani that signaled to the world that he's now got them under the microscope. But before we get into that, I want to talk more about this tweet from Tom Fitton and Donald Trump congratulating Judicial Watch on getting these redacted documents for Carter Page, these FISA documents that prove that it's been a farce, heavily redacted from the Department of Injustice, and this proves that the FBI misled the courts for this witch hunt that we are currently on, that cannot end good for the Mueller investigation. Is going to show just how big of a scam this thing has been and how deep the deep state really goes. Trump tweeted something else. He says, now we find out that it was indeed the unverified and fake dirty dossier that was paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC, knowingly and falsely submitted to FISA, and which was responsible for starting the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Think about all the adjectives he used there. Crooked Hillary and the DNC, falsely submitted, that's an adverb, and responsible for the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Those are powerful words coming from the most powerful man in the world. Then he goes on to say this, and the DOJ, FBI, and Obama gang need to be held to account. Source number one was the major source. Avoided talking about it being the Clinton campaign behind it. Misled the court to provide a pretext to spy on the Trump team. Not about Carter Page, it was all about getting Trump. This is what he's quoting from somebody saying, man. You got to appreciate a guy who says, you want to go to battle, doggone it, let's go to battle. Donald Trump is going to battle. He's battling every piece of this establishment that has been snookering the American people for the better part of 3, 4, 5 decades. A government that at some point along the way, I don't know when, decided it was no longer in our favor. It was actually against us. You look at the deep state swamp rats who are in fear of their lives. Look at Brennan. I wish, oh my God, if we had a reality show that could follow Comey, Brennan, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I'm talking about following them around for real. Listen to their phone calls. If we have an NSA that wants to listen in on some stuff, let me tell you something. You watch the sparks flying between these Democrats, the throwaway phones. What do they call them? What do they call those phones? That you buy and you toss them, the burners, the burner phones. Thank you. Yeah, the burner phones that are being purchased by these guys. Hillary Clinton is purchasing burner phones by the pallet. Unbelievable what's happening in this government. Kevin Shipp tweeted this. Shadow government operative flushed out. CIA counterintelligence. Mueller's deputy. FBI National Security Branch. FBI Senior Intelligence Advisor, Multinational Corporate Board Globalism, Deep Connection to John Brenner and James Comey. You know who it is? It's a new name, folks. Philip Mudd. So you're going to hear that name. You're going to hear all these are just the big guys. There are minions like the McCabes and the Peter Strucks that did all this stuff. What's going to happen when they have to come back and stand before the man and say, well, yeah, I dispute what Lisa Page said. I dispute what so-and-so said. What do you think's going to happen when it's time for McCabe to come testify? They're even saying we may want to get Barack Obama in here to testify. Unbelievable. Everything that's happening right before our very eyes. And the one-man wrecking crew is bringing it all down. He's CNN, MSNBC, all of them. Report what you want. Report it as long as you want. You cannot keep the genie in a bottle. The tempest in the teapot is more like it is. Because it is about to blow up in their faces. And I go back to what I said earlier in the broadcast. Who else do you know who could do this? Who else do you know who could confront these clowns and really make them understand that, you know, we're not here to play? It's a different world. Donald Trump's poll numbers actually are rising. Post Helsinki, with everything that was going on, the left saying, the Russia, Russia this. He stood before that other country and he said these things about our clandestine agencies. They wanted to build outrage. And let me tell you, it was a good strategy. It really was, because when you put the United States against the Ruskies, and here's Donald Trump appearing to stand up for the Russians, you would think, whoa, here's Mr. Anti-America president bailing out on America in order to stand up for the Russians, saying that he doesn't believe our clandestine agencies. He believes Russia. He's standing with a dictator. People who mean to do us harm. This has been I'm not trying to say I'm some psychic or anything, but this has been their strategy from the moment that Donald Trump said he would meet with Putin. And the reason they did, there's a couple reasons they did not want that meeting to occur. One, it would signal that Donald Trump is saying, I don't care what you say about Russia. Our conversation about me colluding with Russia is done. I'm not entertaining any of your idiocy. This is done. So that's part number one. They didn't want to deal with the idea that, you know, Donald Trump is actually saying, you know, you can hunt for Russian stuff all you want. It's over. The second part of it is, what does Russia have to say about all this? See, we don't know. The United States isn't reading RT. We're not reading Pravda. We aren't reading the Russian. We don't know their side of the story. Now, typically, we've been conditioned to say, they're Ruskies. They're bad people. We don't want to talk to them. They're terrible people. Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not as bad as our government. Maybe, in fact, they're working with them. Because remember, John Brennan is a communist. Remember, the Democrats now consider themselves socialists. Who's got more aligned with Russia than these clowns? So maybe Putin is tired of being the whipping boy, and he says, you know, I have lots of information here. I'd be happy to share it. Our clandestine agencies have done quite a bit of work on your people, Mr. Trump. You know, that's what I'd be doing. I'd say, look, this is a propaganda war, so let me help you in your propaganda war. That's what I'd be doing. Now, if I were President Trump, I'd take nothing. I'd let the Russians dump it. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with the EU Commission president today at the White House as tensions remain high over tariffs. The president spoke before the meeting.
Over the years, the United States has been losing hundreds of billions of dollars with the European Union, and we just want it to be a level playing field for our farmers, for our manufacturers, for everybody. And we also want a big beneficiary, frankly, to be the European Union. So we think it can be good for everybody.
After that statement, the president was shouted questions regarding Michael Cohen. He declined to answer any of those questions. Now, before that meeting, the president did sit down with the leader of the Senate and House, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, to discuss the upcoming Senate votes and what needs to be accomplished before the end of the year. Ryan joined Fox News to talk about the main points to their meeting.
How to get this appropriation process back on track so that at the end of the year we don't have one giant omnibus appropriations bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you guys know, I was in Paris not long ago, and I was discussing this whole Iranian thing with the NCRI. And it's the second year I've been to the event. And, of course, everybody was concerned. Kevin, be careful. Sure enough, we learned the Iranians were going to do a car bomb at the event, but nothing happened. It was all safe, and it was all good. But as I'm at this event and I'm looking at all the different things that are going on in Iran at the time, and I thought to myself, Iran's in big trouble. And the reason why they're in big trouble is because there are factions within Iran all across the country that are revolting for various reasons. On December the 27th of 2017, was it 16 or 17? 17. If you had asked political pundits around the world what the future of Iran would be, the pervasive answer would be that it was going to be status quo. Many pundits and other politicos would have agreed that the Iranian regime, which is led by the mullahs and controlled by the Iranian Republican Guard, would remain solidly in control. All the signals that led up to this, outside of the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States, pointed to this pervasive world attitude that nothing was going to change in Iran. Certainly, Barack Obama had empowered them. They got money shipped to them. They now were able to freely trade with banking relationships around the world. So that all that was good. And that's what would have led to that attitude. But on December the 28th of 2017, everything changed forever. There were protests in Mashhad. There's a city there. Day one of the protests began over the price of eggs, which were priced around, in equivalent U.S. money, $300 for a carton of 20. Now, in the subsequent days, the protests became more political. Not just the price of eggs, which really spoke to inflation, the devaluation of the currency, etc. They became political, and three to four more protests broke out during the day. And the crowds chanted things like, "Forget Syria!" And along the same lines, they chanted, "Think about us!" Yeah, no justice, no peace is not what they think about over there. But on a stronger political note, the crowd shouted, "Down with Hezbollah!" On the fourth day, the crowds began a new slogan. And here's what they said: "Hardliners, reformers, the game is over. hardliners, reformers. This game is over. Mashhad is the second largest city in Iran. It's located, and I want you to understand the geography here. It's far northeast of Tehran. So put Tehran right in front of your face. Raise your right hand and, you know, draw a diagonal line up to the top. That's Mashhad. Okay? Almost the farthest point of the country it's a good distance from Tehran. Now, the next protest came on December the 29th of 2017 in Kermanshah. Now, this city is in the northwest corner of Iran, almost the farthest point in Iran you could get from Mashhad. Okay? And in Kermanshah, more than 12 protests broke out. So, in all, during this period, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, there were over 142 protests in cities across Iran. And even more shocking, protests happened in all Iranian provinces. In the protest, over 8,000 Iranians were arrested, with estimates that about 50 were killed by the regime. So that's in a 3-day window, folks, from the 27th to the 28th and the 29th. That 3-day window, every province in Iran had protests that erupted based on the start of it being about eggs. Now, in February of 2018, in the southwest region of Iran, Arabs protested about the regime. And all these protests were stamped out by the regime. It didn't stop additional protests from happening. So about a month later, in March of 2018, farmers in Isfahan protested over water. Essentially, water that flowed to these farmers for generations were dammed by elitists who were put in power by these mullahs. You have to see the pictures to get a real understanding of this, but the water was diverted by the Iranian Republican Guard, and Iran's largest salt water lake, Salt Lake, dried to 5% of its previous level. You got to see the pictures of this. It's like, you know, like think of a brain scan and where the activity in your brain is like red, and it goes from 100% down to 5% over in a period of a few short years. Now, the Guardian reported on this. It's called Lake Urmia. In the late 1990s, Lake Urmia in northwestern Iran was twice as large as Luxembourg and the largest saltwater lake in the Middle East. Since then, it's shrunk substantially and was sliced in half in 2008, with consequences uncertain to this day. By a 15-kilometer causeway designed to shorten the travel between Urmia and Tabriz. Historically, the lake attracted migratory birds, including flamingos and ducks and egrets. Its drying up or desiccation is undermining the local food web, especially by destroying one of the world's largest natural habitats of brine shrimp, Artemia, a hardy species that can tolerate salinity levels of 340 grams per liter, more than 8 times saltier than ocean water. Now, the results of an investigation which recently appeared in the Journal of Great Lakes Research revealed that in September of 2014, the lake's surface was about 12% of its average size in 1970s, a far bigger fall than they previously realized. And the research undermines any notion of a crisis caused primarily by climate changes. It shows that the pattern of droughts in the region has not changed significantly, and that Lake Urmia survived more severe droughts in the past. So here again, not only am I, you know, beating up the elitists who have caused this problem, I'm beating up the climate change alarmists who would tell you that's what it's about. So the lake's decline is not due to this farce of global climate change. Instead, the man-made disaster is a political issue where powerful mullahs have impacted the ecology as well as the economy, and it's based on greed and their sick ideology. Now, the farmers, back to these protests, farmers weren't able to make a living, nor were they able to feed their families. What are you going to do? You're going to get upset. So on the first day of the protest, and this is where it gets really interesting, the farmers were beaten by security forces from the regime. But then something happened that Friday. At Friday prayers, despite the earlier beatings by the Iranian Republican Guard, the farmers wore shirts that were against the Iranian regime. And even more surprisingly, the shirts had American slogans. Yes. Later that year, this year rather, in April of 2018, truckers struck in Qazirun, a small city in the western part of Iran. And in these protests, Iranian citizens took over the city for 2 weeks and they chased out the Iranian Republican Guard. And finally, the most recent protest was in June of this year. There were protests in the markets in Tehran. Now, these protests occurred by capitalists revolting against the high prices of products. And like the other protests, quickly turned political. Now, you're going, if you're thinking the way I'm thinking, you're going, this is a lot of protesting and a lot of stuff that's happened in a very short amount of time. It's not by chance. So the group that I went to meet with, the NCRI and MEC, played a major part in these protests because they want a free and democratic Iran. And this group of Iranian expatriates have operatives in all the major cities in Iran, and they highlight the politics behind all these protests. You're not protesting because you don't want to pay $300 for eggs. You're protesting that an economy that is forcing you to pay $300 for eggs needs to be looked at. And let's talk about not only the fact that the NCRI shouldn't be in, or MEC can't be underestimated, but I want to look at the economy of Iran and why you can't underestimate Donald Trump in all of this. Now, I told this story before, and we've talked about this on air, that a restaurant not too long ago in Iran advertised to hire dishwashers. Now, unemployment's over 35% with the under 30-year-olds in Iran. They constitute over half the population. So it was no surprise that over 150 people applied to be dishwashers. But what was most surprising are the people who applied. Of 150 applicants, 30 of those applicants held PhDs. Now, PhDs, very smart people in Iran, are looking to get menial jobs. That should tell you a lot. But I want to get into more. I want to talk about its currency and why Donald Trump is going to go into whatever negotiations he has with Iran with so much power. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
AP reported that Iranians on Monday shrugged off the possibility that a bellicose exchange of words between President Trump and his Iranian counterpart could escalate into military conflict, but expressed growing concerns America's stepped-up sanctions could damage their fragile economy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I was just about to get into the economic aspects of what's going on in Iran. If you want to chime in, please give us a call at 844-551-8255.
Also, you can reach us at kjradio.com. Happen to know a lot about this subject because I deal with many Iranians and have been to Paris supporting expatriates who have people on the ground in Iran. They give me videos, smuggled videos of what's really going on there, the protest. Things that you aren't going to hear in our media because they want you to believe Iran is the good guy and Donald Trump is the bad guy. In the latest salvo, the AP writes this, Trump tweeted late on Sunday that hostile threats from Iran could bring dire consequences. This after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani remarked earlier in the day that America must understand well that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Trump tweeted, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the like of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. All caps. And in case you don't understand that from the lingo of social media, that's him yelling it. Within hours, the Iranian state-run news agency, IRNA, dismissed the tweet, describing it as a passive reaction to Rouhani's remarks. On Tehran streets, residents took the exchange in stride, they write. Both America and Iran have threatened one another in different ways for several years, shrugged Mohsen Tahiri, a 58-year-old publisher. And a headline on a local newspaper quoted Rouhani as saying, Mr. Trump, do not play with the lion's tail. You can if you're the lion. So that's sort of the backdrop of what I want to get into, which is the economy of Iran. And Donald Trump, let me tell you, you want to talk about being in his wheelhouse? Man, really, Rouhani? You want to get into a battle with the United States? Well, let's do it. Now, earlier in the broadcast, in the previous segment, in fact, I talked about unemployment in Iran, over 35% for people under 30 years old. This ain't just the black folks, people. This is all the Iranian youth, the millennials. So there was a job opening at a restaurant for a dishwasher, and 150 Iranians applied, 30 of whom were PhDs. Now, that should tell you a little bit about the economy. But here's what's going to be even more telling. We talked about it, you know, when I got back from Paris, but I might as well talk about it again. The currency of Iran. So here are the numbers. I'll be honest, I haven't looked at it since I got back. But about 4 months ago, the Iranian rial traded at about 35,000 rial to one U.S. dollar. It didn't take very long, but the currency was devalued to 60,000 to every U.S. dollar. So it was almost cut in half, the value of the rial in comparison to the dollar. But the value of the rial has plummeted almost daily, and this was earlier this month, almost daily, going from 70,000 to 80,000 and quickly to 100,000 to $1 U.S. I don't know what it is right now. We should probably look it up because it actually, you did? What is it? What? So my producer, seriously, my producer says the rial as of today is 230,000 to the dollar. So we're talking about in the month of July, folks, from when I returned from Paris, it was 100,000. It was just going down, 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 down. It's gone down substantially in the past 30 days. It's now 230,000 to one. That's where we are. So that's President Trump's jumping off point in terms of discussing the, you know, the value of the dollar, if you will, the economy of Iran versus to versus America. Now, at the time, just recap. Over 4 months, the Iranian rial has gone from 30,000 to the dollar to 230,000 to the dollar. Okay? So let's just do quick basic math. It's 1/6 its value. 1/6. It's lost 84% of its value. So the question is, why is this acceleration happening? Now, I've talked about this when I came back because I thought this is really wild. But Mercedes issued a directive to its dealers in Iran that they can no longer repair Iranian-owned Mercedes. This directive that I mentioned before didn't come from the German government but from the company Mercedes itself. So German capitalists are not following German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Germany's policies with Iran, which have been pro-Iran, friendly to Iran, doing business with Iran. Instead, Mercedes is following the policies imposed by President Donald Trump, thus taking matters into their own hands and saying, we are not going to be in violation of what the U.S. said. You can sanction Germany, but you cannot sanction us because we will prove to you that we won't even repair an individual's car in Iran. I want you to think about that. Now, remember, that is mind-blowing when I compare it to Barack Obama. Now, the Saudi Arabians, when Donald Trump made his first visit abroad, and this is what was reported at the time, it says U.S. President Donald Trump signed a multi-billion-dollar weapons deal with Saudi Arabia during his visit to the kingdom, where he called for regional allies to further isolate Iran. Saudi officials have described Iran as the premier state sponsor of terrorism in the region, saying it aims to destabilize the Middle East and export its revolution to other countries, that being Iran. Most recently, the Saudi government put a shot across the bow of Merkel as the Saudi prince made it clear that they backed President Trump's play on Iran. Handelsblatt reported this. Saudi Arabia has some impressive infrastructure projects underway, including plans to spend over $500 billion on NEOM, a brand new futuristic desert city nearly as large as Belgium. On paper, the plan touted to reduce the kingdom's dependency on oil presents German companies with plenty of opportunities to do business there. But instead, German firms from Siemens to Daimler to Bayer have been run up against closed doors in Saudi Arabia in recent months. Saudi's support notwithstanding, it will be the decisions of the United States that are going to impact Iran the most. And of the sanctions currently imposed by Donald Trump, the sanctions on Iranian oil is critical. Essentially, President Trump has said to the world, you can go after the $250 billion of potential trade with Iran, or you can vie for the roughly $21 trillion American market. And the Saudis have said, we hear you loud and clear. They've said to Germany and others, if you do business with Iran, we will not answer your phone call. Now, talked about the Obama agenda at the time, which of course gave money to these clowns and let them export terrorism, which is Iran is good at these three things: execution of its citizens, export of revolution or terror. They spent $100 billion in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq, to name a few, and Western appeasement. They know how to appease our leftists to make it look like, oh, they're poor Iranians, Donald Trump is beating them up. Now, Barack Obama fell for the appeasement, and he emboldened the Iranian regime, and then he funded them. Finally, he allowed them to become part of the legitimate banking system so they can now move money around the world quickly. And you know what Donald Trump did? Yeah, he said, that changes. November the 8th, in 2016, it changed for the left, but it changed for Iran dramatically. Yep. This passive-aggressive handling of Iran through trade and manipulating other countries not to do business with them, and you're seeing the impact. In less than a month, Donald Trump putting the spotlight on Iran has caused their currency to devalue even further, significantly further. They've lost 150% more value on the rial than they did prior. And you think it's going to get better or worse for them now that they fall under the microscope of Donald Trump? Let me just tell you, folks, you have a leader that isn't worried, and he sent out the best communique ever, all caps. Don't you ever threaten this country again, Iran. Let's see what happens, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.